Rope lights line the windows of gas stations and mini markets around town, but one Metro councilwoman wants them taken down, saying they could potentially distract drivers. WPLN's Chris St. Clair reports that a new bill to ban the decorations is inching closer to approval after a public hearing earlier this month.
The El Pueblito Supermercado in Antioch looks like any other market during the day, but at night, its red walls and candy cane striped awnings come alive with brilliant blue and white rope lights. It's a dizzying sight in the dark, which is why Councilwoman Tanaka Verger says the lights need to go.
At night, when you're coming off of I-24 and you go directly approaching the stoplight, you have this big glare, and it impedes your visibility, actually, at night.
Verger's bill would affect mostly small businesses along major thoroughfares like Murfreesboro Pike and Nolansville Road, where storefronts are often lit day and night by the colorful lights. Verger told WPLN this past summer that her primary motivation for the bill is safety. She worries that egregious rope light displays on busy streets could cause accidents. But the message that the lights send to passerby is also a concern for Verger.
We're trying to minimize that Vegas appeal within such close proximity to neighborhoods.
Notably left out of the new proposal is downtown. Businesses along Broadway will not have to take down their rope lights. Private residences with rope light displays are also spared. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chris St. Clair.
The bill met no opposition at the public hearing this month and will receive a third and final vote at the upcoming hearing on Tuesday.